You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You can't help but notice what it costs to fill up your tank with gasoline these days. What does your gigantic truck hold? Something like 300 gallons or something?
It's a 38-gallon truck. Now, I went on Friday after the show before things went crazy over the weekend, and I was just under a quarter of a tank. I had only used a quarter tank in my truck, just not even to half. And it was $65 to fill up, just a quarter of a tank.
My God.
It was 415, 420 down by me. So,
oh my God.
Stupid, right?
If you're bone dry, 38 gallons times $4.20, that's $160.
Yeah, that's right. So I try not
to get that
low.
And that lasts you, what, 3 days?
Because it is such a large tank and it does actually get fairly decent mileage, I can go like 3 weeks on a tank if I really watch it. But yeah, it's still a lot, man.
The average price for a gallon of regular gas hit $4. That's the average. It's the highest since 2008 when we went through that little depression that, you know, during the housing crisis of 2008.
It's bad.
At one point, gas prices rose the most they ever have in one day. And there are some parts of the country where it's nearing $7 a gallon.
Can you imagine?
$7 a gallon. And I got news for you. It's going to keep going up.
It will. It will. This
is not the top here.
No. Rolling in on Colorado Boulevard this morning, I was easily $4.75, I think, was the average I was seeing on most of the gas stations rolling in this morning. And they were saying that it's funny because a lot of people will go into work in the morning and see a price at the gas station. They'll leave that night to head home at 4 o'clock, and it'll be like 20 cents higher from when they rolled in that morning.
If you've got, let's say, an average size vehicle, let's say you've got a 14-gallon tank, that's maybe you put in 12 to 14 gallons, you start getting up into the $6 range, you're looking at $80 to $90 to fill up your car.
It starts digging into the pocketbook, man.
And we have a bunch of people who fill up about, that listen to our show, that fill up about every 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're looking at $500 a month, $6,000 a year to fill up your car.
It's crazy. Absolutely
time
crazy.
To start thinking about some other alternatives,
I
would say. That's going on the good side of the ledger. Today is National Cereal Day, and it just gives me a chance to once again express my love for Honey Bunches of Oats. Even though I try to cut back now and I don't eat nearly as much as I used to, but I do love that. They went out and surveyed over 100,000 people to ask them this question: what's the best dry cereal? In other words, what's the best cereal
just
you can eat?
Shove your hand in the box.
Without milk.
Yeah,
just,
I love the number one.
Reach your hand in.
They got it. They nailed it for number one.
Tell us what it is.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, DT.
What's wrong with that cereal? Nothing.
Nothing. Eat that dry all day long.
Honey Nut Cheerios was next. Oh, I like that.
Cookie Crisp.
What are we, five?
No. I have recently discovered Post Honey O's. Oh, I've never had this cereal. It was an impulse buy, and good God, it's fantastic. Tastes like graham crackers and real honey, Dom. But also dry, very good dry. So check it out.
They also, this was funny to me. They asked people what type of cereal leaves behind the best milk. And you know what we're talking about. It's when you finish that and then you hold the bowl up and slurp it out.
Grosses me out.
The three that got the top votes there were Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, okay.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch again, and Frosted Flakes. I see that, I guess.
All right. Not for me.
What do you got to do to have just a happy life and to just make your life easier? I guess that's a better way to put it. What would make your life easier? They also surveyed thousands of people, and what they did is they combined thousands of surveys over the years. And they found that the solution to making your life easier is simply being agreeable.
Sure.
Just be an agreeable person.
You're easygoing. People like being around you because you always agree.
And they found
spot on.
93% of the time, it just makes your life easier. I guess there's a fine line between being an agreeable person and someone who just gets walked on all the time.
A pushover, essentially. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the difference there?
You got to have a little bit of boundaries, but not a lot, I guess.
Speaking of boundaries, does your boss appreciate you? Do you feel appreciated by your boss? Well, get a load of this. 63% of people say, no, my boss does not appreciate me. Two out of every three people listening to our show right now work for someone who doesn't appreciate them. We give our management a hard time jokingly on this show all the time, but I will say that they do show appreciation.
Absolutely.
You know what? We just got a text the other day from Fleck, our big boss, and what did he say? I appreciate you guys.
Good guy.
It's a good guy. Good so guy. That's makes me sad that two out of three people don't ever get any kind of pat on the head.
Yeah, you might need to move on then.
Where are you going to get treated well?
Or you're not doing that great.
Exactly. There is that. Maybe you haven't
maybe
earned
you don't deserve
the appreciation.
It. Just throwing that out there.
What else is trending?
Some changes coming to Disney Plus for all the parents out there, including me. This is kind of nice. They're rolling out a cheaper subscription tier later this year that's going to be ad-supported. So essentially, it's a cheaper option, but you're going to have to watch a bunch of Disney commercials. No word on a date yet. The current one is like $8 a month or something like that, so it'll be less than $8 a month, but you got to watch those commercials, whatever.
I told you, when I watched that documentary the other day that was on, what channel did I say that was? Discovery Channel or something?
Yeah.
Commercials like every 8 minutes. It was weird.
They pack
after
them.
Watching Netflix and HBO for so long, suddenly I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are all these breaks?
That's what I really loved. I'm zipping through Yellowstone. I've got two episodes left before I'm completely caught up, but I recorded them all and I zip through all of the commercials and it makes it so much quicker to watch an episode. I guess Disney wants to add like 260 million subscribers. That lower price tier is probably going to help. And then they say they're also bringing on more mature content, like some of the Marvel shows that were previously on Netflix. So they're going to be revamping their parental controls once all that stuff is rolled out. So their kids don't hear the naughty words from the TV. They only hear them from mom and dad.
The kids might accidentally see someone smoking.
Oh, no. Speaking of superheroes, it was a good weekend to be Batman. Batman crushed it at the box office this weekend. $128.5 million in its first 3 days. I read a few reviews and saw some posts on the social this weekend, and everyone seems to say it was a pretty good Batman this time around. So
All right. That's
great. And then there is a survey out this morning. They surveyed a bunch of nerds talking about the best Batman ever. And for some reason, Ben Affleck came in at number one.
No, it's
Michael Keaton all day long.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not Michael Keaton. He's the second best Batman ever.
Who's first?
Adam West.
No.
Oh, yeah. All day long, man.
Michael Keaton would punch him right in the throat.
I don't think so.
Adam West. What else is going on? Oh, Dom, I feel like you'd be really good at this. There's a new game out that's like Wordle, but it's for music lovers. It's called Hurdle. Instead of guessing words, you guess song titles based on small little snippets of the song. Intro will play. Yeah. And then you got to jump in and guess the song.
Well, it depends on the era of music, too. But yeah, I'd be really good at that.
You would dominate at that. It's crazy. We'll play like little games here in the studio off the air. We'll play a little snippet of the song. And Dom's like, oh, yeah, such and such from such and such.
I've done it in 1 second before.
It's insane. It's the craziest thing. What his music catalog in his brain is like. It's just
And what
nutty.
Can I do with that skill? Absolutely nothing.
Really quick, let me give you this since we teased it. CNN went out and asked a bunch of doctors about a slew of different hiccup cures. And all the biggies were on there, like holding your breath and drinking water and sucking on a lemon. That one I hadn't heard before. But the one that caught my attention was at the very bottom of the list. If you want to get rid of hiccups, they say you should think about cows. It seems a little silly, but that they say you basically put your concentration somewhere else, and it's a distraction, and it kind of resets your diaphragm, essentially.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you can use any animal, but
you could.
This study they just plugged
they
in.
They just want
cows.
To give your brain a distraction.
So
but
try
cows
it.
Are funny.
Try it. If you got hiccups this morning, think of a bunch of cows and see if it helps. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Dom, you want to do this one? You've been teasing it a lot.
Well, I just think it's wild. I read something about it on Friday that there was this giant mansion that's been through all sorts of trouble out in the L.A. It's out in Bel Air.
Yeah.
And for something like 10 years, they've been struggling over this thing. At one point, they wanted to sell this mansion for $500 million.
Jeez.
But then the company went through all sorts of defaults, and they declared bankruptcy, and it was just a mess. So now it is finally sold for $126 million. Now, Jeremy, you're saying, what do I get for my $126 million?
Oh, it's a lot.
You get 105,000 square feet.
It's huge.
21 bedrooms, 42 bathrooms, and then 7 half baths.
That's so many bathrooms.
Essentially a 50-car garage. That's 50.
I'm all right with that.
Bowling alley, movie theater, 5 different swimming pools.
There was a salon in this place. Like,
and
you
a
go
salon.
In, it was like
I
a
was
full salon
the
and
the
spa.
Salon.
The crazy,
and it's got a little nightclub in there, so you can go dance the night away.
The crazy part is that they were asking originally $295 million for this place, and it essentially went for half. So somebody lowballed them, and they got it.
I can tell you something. I looked at all the photos.
It's a little much, right?
It just sounds like, it looks like more of a place that a Hollywood studio would get just to entertain people. Because I can't see anybody ever actually living
there. It looks
there.
Like a convention center is what Kinda. It looks like. Yeah.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. It's on our Facebook, though. Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.